morning, America, and welcome to America's Web Radio. And this is the Dan and Dave Show, exclusively on America's Web Radio, because nobody else would have us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave. You know, I'm so happy to be up and around and on my feet.
At your age, and, you should be.
Yeah, I'm just glad I'm not room temperature.
Well, if it's 65 in the room, that's what you would be. If you would be dayed, I reckon. But anyway, did you have a good weekend, my friend?
What'd you say, David?
Did you have a good weekend? You know, those two fast fleeting days that we get off.
I guess. I can't remember.
And some of us don't even get the 2 days off. Some of us are doing the classic car show on Saturday and catching up on podcasts. By the way, I want to remind everybody that the podcasts are current. You can download anything you want, America's Voice for Energy, the Doctor's Lounge, the classic car show. We had a great classic car show with Dennis Carpenter. He owns Dennis Carpenter Ford Restoration Parts. He is fascinating, and what the parts industry has done. You know, you can now buy a 1932 Ford Coupe if you want to, brand new, remanufactured. He's got all the parts for it, and you can put it together and have you a 32 Ford Coupe. A hot rod if you want it to be, just whatever you want. But it was a fascinating show. And he started it when you were still using, I don't know if you're familiar with the blow molds and forming stuff like that. And then what has transpired is with the CAD system, he can take a part and take a picture of it and manufacture it from desktop to the machine shop in minutes. It's just absolutely fascinating what can be done.
Well, with 3D printing, you will soon be able to print out your car.
You're dropping out. You got to clean your ear out and put your Bluetooth up against that incisor.
Well, I'm hollering. Hello, hello.
You're still breaking up.
Well, I moved it up and I moved it down. Does that help?
It's worse.
It's worse. Is that better?
That's a little bit better, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I think I liked it better the other way. No, it's...
I'm sorry.
No, it's more gooder than it was. Okay, so...
Well, I'll just let you talk and I'll listen because I can hear okay. I just can't speak out.
Well, now you're coming through loud and clear. 4x4,
okay.
As they used to say. Somebody used to, why did they ever say 4x4, I wonder?
I don't know.
I'm reading you 4x4. Oh, well, that's
I should know since I went through radio school.
I know,
they never taught 4x4.
Well, I think you fell down the pole one too many times.
Yeah, head first. All I wanted to say was Roger and out. But they said, no, that's not good either.
Roy Roger. Roy Roger and out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay, back to the news. The news this weekend was that I'm putting in for four-day weekends. These two-day weekends are obviously not getting the job done. They're too short, and we need four-day weekends, or maybe five-day weekends. And if elected... Oh, and speaking about elections, I think I've about had it with Iowa.
You're caucused out, huh?
I'm about caucused out, yeah. It just, they have taken maybe a good thing and just violated my eardrums with too much information about Iowa.
Yep, I agree.
So,
do they really sit around in the bars and restaurants in small groups and divide into three parties or four parties and argue and raise their hands and all that stuff? Do they really do that?
I guess. And this year, I guess there's going to be, I guess you go to your, I assume it works like you go to your precinct or your caucus area, and then you walk in, and I'm committed to Joe Blow, and you're committed to Ralph, and somebody else is committed to Susie and all this, and you go off in your separate corners, and then you start trying to convince somebody else to come over to your side. And I don't know how it all works. It's, you know, I guess Iowa is such a deserted state that they hadn't got anything better to do than play this stupid game.
Well, now don't diss Iowa. We probably have a lot of faithful listeners that come out of Iowa. Did you ever play that game, Red Rover, Red Rover?
Ure.
That's what these caucuses remind me of.
Send Dan over. And then Dan has to break whoever's holding hands. And
yeah, and if I can't break through, then I have to join you, right?
Yeah, or
then
something.
Then I'm one of you.
Know. Yeah.
That's what a caucus, that's the mental picture I get of a caucus.
Well, it's probably as good a picture as any, you know. Oh, well, I could come up with a couple of other pictures I might like better, but...
Well, and then do they vote? Do they actually, how do they count the caucus? Do they have somebody at the meeting that counts where everybody winds up and submit that to the state for a count?
You know,
I mean, it's to me, it's a bizarre system. I guess it works fine, but
they sure made a mountain out of it this year. And you know, last time they had Romney winning, and he didn't really win. I can't go. He's running again this year. What's the guy that he's a political candidate from Pennsylvania?
Oh,
Santorum.
Oh, yeah.
Santorum.
Santorum, yeah.
They had Romney winning, and then they came back and said, no, Santorum had won, and this is what gets me, had won by 9 votes or 8 votes or something like that. How do you know, that just sort of was questionable. But, you know, with that
being... Well, they have 1,681 precincts. 1,681 precincts, so that's...
And I heard the last time, Republican-wise, they had 122,000 people attend the caucuses. Is it caucuses or caucus eyes? Caucus eye.
Caucus-ass.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, they had 122 people go to them. 122,000 go to them. And they're predicting this year 150,000 if the weather holds. But I'm like you, Dan. I don't understand it. We will have our primary the first. Georgia has their primary the 1st of March. But again, it's just everybody goes and votes, and that's how it is. Winner take all.
To me, it seems like the caucus should be like last week, and today you vote.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense to me.
I guess it works for them.
But it's only...
Hey, who are we to redo the political system in Iowa?
Not I until I move there, and I'm not planning on moving there. So I guess that pretty well dribbles that out.
Well, I guess we know how you feel.
Yeah. I'm not moving to Iowa. You know, the Iowan governor got bent out of shape because somebody said something bad about his corn. Well, personally, they can take Iowa corn and ethanol and feed it to the Chinese for all I care. Ethanol is one of the worst things that we've ever... It's a money loser, except for the Iowan farmers that are subsidized by the federal government to grow corn to make crappy fuel out of. You know, the governor of Iowa he needs to get his priorities straight. Maybe he should find a way to make money without sucking on the government tit, you know? That's my opinion. That's my humble opinion.
Well, I'm sure our phone lines are going to light up with Iowans that want to express their opinion.
Bring them on.
do we have operators standing by?
We do. We do.
Okay. Can you give me a count, a number of operators that are there by the phones?
One.
Two? No.
No.
One?
Me. But I can bring in reinforcements if I have to, and quickly. Quickly, I can.
Okay.
I could bring people in if the phones start ringing off the hook. Okay, so we got.
You don't have a very thick skin. I'm a little bit worried about you that you're going to get upset when somebody calls in.
Yeah, I just cut them off. It's simple.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hang up on them.
All right.
Which brings up, we got the Republicans caucusing and the Democrats caucusing. And what do you think of old Hillary? Socialist Sanders has come up biting her in the butt, hasn't he?
Yeah, now why is that?
Well, in watching some of the gunk, you know, we have our young people that are so highly educated, they figured it out. Sanders wants to give free tuition to anybody that wants to go to college. The other part that they haven't figured out yet is who's going to pay for that. You know, there is no free lunch, but Sanders has sold the kids in Iowa that he's got the answer to high tuitions, he's got the answer to everything. It's just money. And just take it out of the government treasury. Well, we ain't got no treasury. We're in the hole almost $20 trillion now. And these kids that are supposed to be getting an education, the only answer they've got is, well, he's going to give us free education. No, he isn't. There is no free ride, bonehead.
Well, I kind of like Bernie. I think he's a pretty cool dude, you know.
That's what
I think
you get
he's
for
a
thinking.
Gentleman and expresses himself well. And
he's a 60s hippie.
I can see why the kids would support him.
He's a 60s irrational hippie that hadn't grown to maturity yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
How is he going to pay for anything he said?
Taxes.
And you're not paying enough as it is?
Yeah, you know, I thought he was just going to raise taxes on the upper 1%, but I come to find that his tax plan actually is to raise everybody's tax. So I'm a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, and not just a little bit. I mean, what he's talking about doing, you can't do. I mean, anybody... you know, that has any sense of rationality realizes that his ideas are just impossible. I'm sorry, but no, I'm not sorry. He's a nut. He's a nutcase. With that being said, we've got some interesting stuff coming up right after we have a couple of messages. We'll be back on the Dan and
Dave show
right after this.
Perhaps you are struggling to cope with the disease of addiction. If not, you probably know a family member or friend that needs help in battling the cravings and the personal and professional damage done by the effects of drugs or alcohol. Get a pen and paper and be ready to write down the following. These are the issues that the trained staff at the Atlanta Healing Center address and treat every day. Their doctors and counselors with over 40 years of practice in the field of addiction can treat the suffering individual in a thoughtful, compassionate, and experienced manner and guide him or her along the path to recovery. So call 770-696-9862 and speak to a knowledgeable staff member about how you or your loved one can be helped to enjoy a better and healthier life. More information is also available on the website at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
When four members of Congress all die within 4 months, each of their deaths appears to be from natural causes. But when mysterious messages begin to appear in the form of quotations from long-dead revolutionary heroes, one reporter sets out to prove the existence of a serial killer. His search discovers dark secrets and an assassin shielded by people who need the very services that only he can provide. The Sun Silas Rising, a novel by Doug Dahlgren. On Kindle or paperback through Amazon.com.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave Show, and we've got something interesting that a friend of mine sent me, and I had seen this before, but I don't think you and I were doing the show, so it goes back a couple of years. But it's talking about our infamous liberal news media and explains a whole lot. Wouldn't you say, Dan?
Yeah, it's very eye-opening. It's very eye-opening.
And these are basically liberal organizations, liberal media organizations. I would say there's not just a little bit of incest, but a whole lot of incest. And just like you were saying earlier, and this doesn't even count who's sleeping together that aren't married. Or
yeah,
are married. And they're still sleeping, whoever. So do you have it, or do you want me to go through it?
Well, the first one that I have listed is ABC News President Ben Sherwood, who is brother of Elizabeth Sherwood Randall, who is a top national security advisor to President Obama. So the ABC president is the brother of top national security advisor to President Obama. So that's not scandalous. That's just sibling. That's familial. So we can't chastise that too much. Then the second one
You reckon how she got the job?
Oh, I'm sure she earned it.
Oh, okay.
Why? What do you think?
You wonder what her credentials are to be special advisor, Obama special advisor. What is special advisor?
Let's look it up. Let's figure that one. You take the second one, and I'll look this up here.
Well, because I have such a distaste for this bitch, the second one, ABC News executive producer Ian Cameron is married to the bitch Susan Rice that's dumber than a damn nail stuck in a piece of shit. She's the national security advisor. You know, she's the one that went around saying, "Oh, Benghazi was because of a VCR that came out, a tape that came out that was so bad." She was also our UN representative for a period of time, and was a total embarrassment. I mean, this lady can't tie her high heel slippers, you know? I'm sorry, she is dumb, and she's the example of dumb. Okay, so we got her. Then we got CBS president, and, you know, you wonder
okay,
how she got her job.
Hang on just a minute. Let's back up to Sherwood Randall. So in the article, it says that she is a top national security advisor to President Obama, but she's actually she's a support secretary. No, she'll support Secretary Moniz in the management and operation of Department of Energy. And Sherwood Randall has a DR period in front of her name. So I would suspect that she is competent. I don't know what she got her doctorate in, but...
And which matchbook she got it from.
I would suspect that she's competent.
Oh. Okay, well, you have your suspicions, I have mine. This one,
okay. All right.
This one, CBS President David Rhodes is the brother of Ben Rhodes, Obama's deputy national security advisor for strategic communications. Why do I feel like some of these titles were made up? Hey, my brother Dan needs a job. What's he qualified to do? Well, he can count blades of grass up to 100. Okay, well, we'll make him the national grass blades counter advisor.
Maybe we could get him on the show and have an interview, find out what the heck he does.
Well, he can't even button his collar when he's... Yeah. ABC News correspondent Claire Shipman is married to former White House Press Secretary Jay Carney. I must say, all of Obama's press secretaries, you could just tell when they're lying. I mean, they lie every time they open their mouth. And Carney,
they're funny.
Was,
they're cut from the same mold.
Yeah.
They have that same blank expression.
Yeah.
It's like they're dead. It's almost like their eyes are just empty, which makes a pretty good liar, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very good. That's very good. I agree. ABC News and Univision reporter Matthew Jaffe is married to Kate Hogan. Well, who's Kate Hogan? She's Obama's deputy press secretary. Well, son of a gun. How did that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, and the Communist News Network, some call it CNN, the president, Virginia Moseley, is married to former Hillary Clinton's deputy secretary, Tom Nides. You know, if there isn't brotherly love in Washington, D.C., and you scratch my back, I tell you, that's almost enough there just to say, maybe I will support Trump, at least hopefully. You know, he's not in bed with all of these people like this is. What do you think of the overall scenario that I just read of the people involved with whoever and whoever?
Well, you know, on one hand, I guess they all office in Washington, perhaps. They all come from elitist families, I'm guessing. I'm just guessing. They probably, a lot of them, go to Ivy League schools. So they run in pretty small groups. I guess it would be natural that they would, marry or do whatever. I guess that would be one explanation. The other explanation is, it's marriage is of convenience. If you scratch my you-know-what, and I'll scratch your you-know-what.
It's sort of like Chelsea's husband, isn't it?
Kind of. Yeah.
And if you haven't found, if you don't know what we're talking about, look up Chelsea Clinton and her husband and their relationship to the Clintons prior to the lovebirds getting married. Enough to make you want to throw up in your cereal.
Mm-hmm.
I just, there is so much corruption. If you ever, they used to call Las Vegas Sin City. I think Washington, D.C. has them so far in the shadow that you couldn't find Las Vegas compared to Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. I wonder if there's any connections with folks over at Fox News. This list doesn't list anybody
no.
in Fox News.
I can't tell you. I don't know. While we're talking, can you look it up on your supercharged computer?
Well, let's see. Let's look it up.
So, that's, and as we're talking, and the name Hillary was brought up in this little conversation as well, looks to me like, she's stepped in it, and now she's trying to shake it off her feet, and she's not doing too good of a job of shaking it off her feet. I think Hillary's in for some rough times. I think she's going to get what she justly deserves, and she's not going to be able to run from it, and I hope to hell they get Bill along with it. Their crooked foundation should be brought up on charges, and that ugly Chelsea is right in the middle of it. So why don't we just get all of the Clintons, and would you put them in solitary, or would you let them all? I think it'd be better if you put them in one big cell and just let them all fight it out. Don't you know there'd be a killing in within probably a couple of days? Family killing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you know, Hillary didn't do anything wrong, but she shouldn't have used her own private. She just made a mistake in judgment. That's what I hear expressed. There's no wrongdoing. The Republicans are just trying to make a mountain out of a molehill.
And how many Republicans are in the FBI?
I think the FBI is full of Republicans, right?
Who's investigating this? The Republicans or the FBI? And the chair or the head of the FBI is apolitical. And he has 10 years. He can't be fired. So he's got supposedly no politics to play.
And isn't the State Department opening their own investigation now?
That I haven't heard.
There's just too much news to keep track of. There's just so much news going on right now. Even though the only thing that's reported is the Iowa caucus.
Yeah, the only thing reported. And I'm up to my ears in the Iowa caucus.
You know, I did a search on the Fox News and relationships with politicians, and the only thing that jumps out is the Donald Trump Fox News, Roger Ailes, you know, tay-to-tay, back and forth, stare downs and whatever. So I don't see any love relationships here. I don't see any marital or familial relationships. But yeah, there probably is some. I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't know. I can take my own survey just looking at these pictures here, and I doubt seriously that there is, because generally speaking, particularly the women on Fox News are a hell of a lot more attractive than anything else on any of the other news stations. So they would tend to go after the jocks and get the jocks as compared to just a grubby-looking politician, you know? Oh, and you know what other thing that's missing in there? The big one that's missing in here. Do you remember the New York politician named Wiener?
Oh, yeah, I was going to bring Huma,
who is Hillary's right-hand person.
Right, right.
Would you say there's a little something there?
Well, Wiener's not in the news media.
No. Well, he is, sort of. He was flashing on YouTube, wasn't he?
Only certain parts, I guess, huh?
Yeah, the little ones. Okay, with that being said, we got to take another break. You're listening to the Dan and Dave Show on America's Web Radio. Dan, go ahead and check the YouTube, and we'll be back.
Don't be hoodwinked by the left, who wants you to believe the fairy tale that we can power America on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust. I'm Marita Noon. Get the truth about energy on my show, America's Voice for Energy, only on America's Web Radio.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose, and with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Watchdog is a term given an organization like the United States Justice Foundation, which since 1979 has been watching out and, when necessary, taking the appropriate action from testifying to litigating to protect our constitutional rights. USJF, a nonprofit organization, is nationally recognized not only as a watchdog, but many in the government, as well as those involved in legal cases, have also called the USJF a bulldog for the tenacious approach in their presentation and proof of what is right. Find out more at www.usjf.net. Support USJF as they support you.
With all the back and forth in today's politics, it seems as though the Constitution gets lost in the mix. If you want to brush up on your Constitution, then join Michael Conley every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. for the show Our Constitution on AmericasWebRadio.com.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave Show. Doesn't it go fast? We've already gone blown through two segments, and we haven't even talked about your girlfriend.
You know, I want to add a little credibility to our show. I'm sure, well, I'm not sure, but I assume that there's probably a few listeners who think that the Dan and Dave Show is just an uneducated, podunk, politically biased, small-town radio show. However, I want you to hearken back to last Monday's show when we brought up the issue of wounded warriors and the fact that too much of their money goes towards administrative perks and salaries. And this same story has been headline news all week on national news media. So you first heard it here on the Dan and Dave Show.
Well, what's the other first thing that people heard on the Dan and Dave Show about who's going to be the ultimate Democrat presidential candidate?
Yeah, Joe Biden. Joe Biden, and I'm hearing pundits pick that storyline up, too. You know, I'm glad that pundits listen to this show because, you know, this is really where the hot news breaks. We pull back the covers and expose the hairy legs of American politics. Ha! How do you like that?
You like the Wiener story, huh?
That must have been what that was all about, yeah.
You get something stuck in your mind and you sort of just keep going with it.
Yeah, have to unpeel it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Joe Biden, hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't want the burn to be pressed, so we're going to bring the Biden in.
Yeah,
Let him scoop it in.
I came out with that months and months and months ago. That was the whole plan, that Hillary's going to be rolled under the bus. Boy, will that ever be that'll be like one of those speed humps. Do you all have those in Portland?
Oh, yeah, right in my neighborhood.
Oh, I hate those damn things. But old Hillary, when she lays down in the middle of the street and is run over by the bus, she'll be quite a thump, won't she?
Mm-hmm.
Just getting over her fat ass will be quite a challenge for most drivers.
Yeah, she'll break an axle.
Yeah, or two. She's going to be rolled under the bus by Obama, and to save the day, I can hear them. Yeah, they'll be playing the title to Superman and Jesus Christ Superstar and everything else when Biden says, "Well, I'm coming out to save the world."
Mm-hmm.
Save the nation.
I wouldn't be surprised, but what, he rips his shirt off and there's a Superman cape under it.
Tattooed on his hairless chest. I wonder if he has more hair on his chest than
his hairy legs.
Yeah, I wonder if he has more hair on his chest than he has on his head.
I don't know.
I can
I hear that bald men are pretty manly. They've got too much testosterone to grow hair. It goes into other parts of their body, so maybe that's why.
Why don't you call your buddy Wiener up and ask him?
Maybe we ought to get past that segment of the show. Oh. What do you say, Dave?
Okay, so what do you think of Hillary, and do you think she's guilty as, or do you think she'll be charged? Do you think the...
No.
You don't think she'll be charged, huh?
No.
She won't be indicted?
No. No.
I say you're wrong.
No. You think I'm wrong?
Yeah.
You want to put a buck on it?
Sure. Well, a lot of good it does. I never got paid for my last win.
Well, it's accumulating. It's compounded interest. You're getting interest on top of interest.
Uh-huh. Like those Benson and Hedges that you borrowed from me at Fort Ord. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
At today's prices, you owe me about $50,000, I think.
Oh, man, today's prices? Are you kidding me?
Maybe more.
$5 for a pack of cigarettes? Or I don't know what it is.
You're right. I think it's more. It's probably up to $250,000 that you owe me.
Could be.
Checks
could
in
be.
The mail.
Could be. Could
but
be.
Anyway, so, you know, with all this crap that's going on in Iowa and their caucus eye or whatever it is, it's interesting. Can you remember back, what would this week be in the past that would be much more interesting? It would be all about the Super Bowl.
Something worthwhile.
Yeah, there'd be nothing political. It would be, well, we got actual footage of Cam Newton going to the bathroom and closing the door right in our face. You know, they would cover it from daylight to dawn. I did see that both teams, where are they playing the game, in California?
I believe so, somewhere in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah, so I did see that both teams have arrived, and they showed them, they show these interesting shots. There goes man walking down stairs from airplane. Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah, but did you see what he was wearing? It looked like flowered tights. I guess it was Cam Newton.
Was it?
I guess. I mean, I couldn't. You know, here's this guy dancing down the stairs of the airplane wearing, looked like spandex tights with flower print on it. So I don't know. It was bizarre.
I guess
it was
you were watching CNN and I was watching the Manly Channel, so I guess that's what you get. No, I did not see that. I'm probably glad I didn't see it. No, I saw whoever I saw was coming down. I think it was one of the Broncos was coming down there from the plane, and he had a suit on and his briefcase and. You know, you could almost address it. Do you think you could put a title to what you were saying? Do you think I'm in this just for the fun of it? As he looked quite business-oriented with his briefcase and I'm sure his computer and probably had the market analysis going on. Speaking of market, I've mentioned this to you before, and I just really can't understand it. Parsley Energy, which I have a relationship to, very small. But their stock, with the price of oil going down, you know, by the way, in the 20s, I don't know if you heard this or not, but when it's $20 a barrel or in the 20s for a barrel of gas, barrel of oil, the oil drum that they put it in is more expensive than the price of the oil that's in it.
Oh, wow.
The container costs more than the oil itself.
Oh.
So anyway, back to parsley. I can't understand. Here it's going, the oil market, petroleum market, is tanking, and one of the big players, Parsley, their stock is going up. And I'm too dumb to put it together. I can't figure it out. Why is their stock going up when their market is going down?
Well, I noticed that Chevron and BP are both laying off many, many people. I do want to point out to our listeners that we know that oil doesn't really ship in drums. We know that most oil never sees the inside of a metal barrel.
That's true.
I just wanted to clarify that up for our listeners, because sometimes people jump to conclusions and think we don't know what we're talking about, but we're at the top of our game, folks.
Have we got a game going on here?
Yeah. Come on, support me in this, would you?
Well, yeah, I mean, we both knew that. We've been big players in the oil industry. But,
big players. Okay.
But it's still ironic that an oil drum costs more than the oil itself.
That is, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you can blame it on the towel heads. OPEC, Saudi Arabia. And again, you know, people... if they don't realize it, it's sort of like what we were talking about with Bernie Sanders and who's going to pay for all this free stuff. Folks, you're going to pay for that oil one way or the other, whether you like it or not. And there's, you know, it's going to be a, like we talked last week, it's going to be a domino effect of the oil industry slows down. And just like you pointed out, Dan, all of the layoffs, positions up and down.
Unemployment.
Yep. So we're all going to pay for it one way or the other. The price of, we're going to pay for it. Take my word. So let's get back to what we were talking about with football. How are you betting on the game, and do you think Denver has a shot?
You know, I think Carolina is certainly the sweetheart team. Even over here on the West Coast, there's a lot of people pulling for Carolina. I like the Denver defense. I respect their defense immensely. I think it might be a really good game. We'll see. I mean, Cam Newton is phenomenal. He's got a phenomenal arm. He's a big guy. Yeah, you know, he has all the assets to do what he's doing. And he's got a great attitude, loves the game. He's a formidable quarterback. But, you know, a 280-pound interior linesman or 300-pound interior linesman, that they'll rip him up if they get a hold of him. Question is, can they get a hold of him?
Yeah, that's, you know, obviously Cam Newton has gotten the publicity, and well, he should. He's a deserving young man, but he's got a heck of a, there are 10 other guys that do a very good job for him and support him. And I do like, you know, well, let me come back. We've got to take a break. We'll take our final break here on America's Web Radio and the Dan and Dave Show. We'll be back right after this.
When four members of Congress all die within 4 months, each of their deaths appears to be from natural causes. But when mysterious messages begin to appear in the form of quotations from long-dead revolutionary heroes, one reporter sets out to prove the existence of a serial killer. His search discovers dark secrets and an assassin shielded by people who need the very services that only he can provide. The Sun Silas Rising, a novel by Doug Dahlgren, on Kindle or paperback through Amazon.com.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
Watchdog is a term given an organization like the United States Justice Foundation, which since 1979 has been watching out and, when necessary, taking the appropriate action from testifying to litigating to protect our constitutional rights. USJF, a nonprofit organization, is nationally recognized not only as a watchdog, but many in the government, as well as those involved in legal cases, have also called the USJF a bulldog for the tenacious approach in their presentation and proof of what is right. Find out more at www.usjf.net. Support USJF as they support you.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave Show, and we're discussing football. Football being the Super Bowl.
I think Manning's going to get hurt. I think Manning's old, frail, fragile body, one of the Carolina studs, are going to get through. And
I hope not. He's a nice guy.
Yeah,
I think.
I hope he goes out a winner.
Yeah, they're still trying to peg him on what growth hormones or something, or they're still trying to pin him on that. But I think he's a good guy, and I don't see it. Hopefully, I wouldn't. Well, I don't want anybody to get hurt, actually. We were talking about Cam Newton, and I totally agree. He has a great attitude, and I think he takes it seriously. But at the same time, it's a game, and he likes playing the game, and he does a fantastic job of it. And as far as I know, he's a pretty clean cut guy. He could be another Hillary Clinton for all I know, but you don't hear a whole lot about him. So I would assume he leads a pretty straight life. And
I reckon his
salary is going to be.
There's another fellow that we are hearing more and more about. It's Johnny Football.
Yeah,
A&M's Johnny Manziel. That idiot.
Yep.
Just play football, brother. That's all you got to do.
If he would just do it, but he can't seem to keep himself. His silver spoon that he was born with seems to have gathered a high bit of tarnish.
Well, I guess there's a lot of temptation when you're a high-profile athlete of any sport.
Yeah, he was Mr. A&M, Mr. Everything, and I never. He was good, but I never thought he was that good. In fact, putting him up next to Cam Newton, I don't think there's any comparison. The only thing I worry about, I say I worry, it doesn't keep me up at night at all, but Cam Newton the other day in their game did something that I thought was very irresponsible, and I understand he does it, and this is one of his Superman run or whatever he does, where he flips into the end zone. Well, if you watched it, he came within a gnat's hair of landing wrong on his head and neck, which could be instant paralysis. And I'm thinking, golly, why would he do something like that with, you know, he's got years ahead of himself to play and can be the superstar without any question. And I couldn't figure out.
Yeah, I saw the replay on that, and it was, I'm glad he bounced up and was okay, because you or me, had we done that, it would have been curtains.
Well, no question about that, but then again, we've got him by about 75 years, so.
Yeah, that's true.
So what do you expect?
That's true.
You know, he does take some chances that, hopefully he will decide or not in his best interest at some point, and will settle down, and I'm sure he will. But it should be a good game. Well, I tell you what, my prediction, Dan, is it will either be a very good game or a very bad game. And I think we'll know within less than the first quarter if it's going to be a very bad game.
Well, you know, when Carolina played the Seahawks, it didn't look like it was going to be much of a game. But, by golly, the second half belonged to the Seahawks.
Yeah.
The way I look at that game is Carolina 1-1 and the Seahawks 1-1. I'd like to see a playoff. I'm still thinking the Seahawks could beat them. Okay, should we announce our bet to our national audience? You think
sure.
It's time to reveal the massive amount of money that we've put on this game?
Sure. And I hope the feds are listening. I hope every cop in the country is listening. That'd help our ratings.
All right. I wager $1 that Denver Broncos will take the game.
And that leaves me with those Panthers up in North Carolina, the poor country boys.
So you accept that wager, I take it.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, what's your $1 back by? Is it gold?
It's I've got a guy out in Portland that owes me $1 from another wager that he's never paid off on that, so my dollar's backed up by that dollar.
You want to go double or nothing?
Sure.
All right.
And still getting the Panthers, right? You're not pulling one of these fast ones where double or nothing, but I take the Panthers and you get Denver.
No. This is on the record. I got Denver and you got Carolina.
Okay.
That's on the record. You can pull the tape of the show out and review it.
Why is it when I try to do that with this show and to prove that you were wrong on something that the tape always breaks? Yeah, that's what I get. I get an 18-minute hum on the tape.
Oh, you know, I was wondering, how long has this show been on the air? Are we going on to our second year or third year? Or what are we doing here?
It's actually our second year, which I found fascinating that we've done it that long. We were doing it this time last year.
And I'm getting paid the same thing as I was when I started.
No, you've gotten a raise. Didn't you get it?
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
No.
You missed it?
I missed it. Is it in the mail?
Well, actually, your wife said send it direct to her, so I've been sending it direct to her.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We don't want to talk about
it. If I got the raise, I guess I can't complain.
No. I mean, I doubled it. You know, two times nothing, still twice as much of nothing.
I know I've been having fun with my expense account.
Well, that's good. That's good.
That's worked out well.
Yeah, just send me those. Send me the receipts.
Yeah. Now, 2 years. Well, it's been fun, hasn't it? Hasn't it? Hello.
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 Hasn't it been fun? No, I think we've I've enjoyed it, and I think we've enlightened somebody somewhere about something, surely. We get some comments every now and then, like, hang up, go away.
Yeah.
Who do you think
you
are?
Life.
Yeah, well, at least we know who we are. We're Texas Tech graduates, and damn of it.
That's right. We wouldn't have it any other way. Can we erase that part of the tape?
Yeah, I'll pull that out and it'll break right. It's amazing how that tape, we don't use tape. We're too sophisticated. We're big time digital.
You know, I turned the TV on this weekend expecting to see football, and I couldn't find football. It was a little bit disturbing.
Duh.
And then my wife says, wow, it's certainly nice that no football is on, and I almost cried.
You know,
and I don't even like football that much.
I don't even know if they still do it, but do they still do arena football?
Well, they used to in Portland. We had an arena team that did reasonably well. I have no idea what the game is about, but I think so.
Well, it's the same as our regular stuff, sort of. But I watched it, and it's a shorter field. I think it's only 50 yards as opposed to 100 yards. And I watched it a few times, and I really found it boring and really found it, just something that I wasn't interested in. And evidently a lot of other folks felt the same ways, because I think it's gone the way of the dodo bird.
Well, maybe it has. I couldn't tell you one way or the other. Yeah.
Look it up.
Oh.
That's what I've got you for. You're our.
Now be careful. Be careful.
Statistics man.
Statistician. We're still playing here. We have a team called the Portland Thunder.
Okay. Well, we're all tied up with the other folks on land surveying, so we're in good shape. I'll put them on hold, and we'll be back in just a little while. Okay. I did that. Got that done.
All right. They're
still playing.
Our record here is 5-13-0. Does that mean we've only won 5 and we lost 13?
That would sound like it. When do they play? Don't they start up right now, pretty much? What is their season, I should say?
Yeah, I don't know. They played December the 18th. I think. Can't tell. Can't really tell. They had a game December the 18th. That's all I know.
And you don't hear a lot about the Canadian Football League anymore, either.
No, you don't.
And there, for a time, it was fairly prominent.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, you know what's about to happen?
Well, did we make it?
We made it. And we're going to have to put the plug in the jug and get out of here, get ready for the NSPS Hour, which is land surveying. And we'll have fun and games with that, I'm sure. And as always, I appreciate two of you being in on it today and participating. And again, I want to remind everybody that the archives are up for the Classic Car Show, American's Voice for Energy, Business Hour, anything you want to listen to. You can go to our website, which is americaswebradio.com. Go to programs. Tune in to whatever day of the week you want, whatever program's on there, and download them. They're guaranteed to keep you awake on the road or make you sick at 30,000 feet, whichever way you want to go.
Yeah, a good example of that is the Dan and Dave Show.
The Dan and Dave Show.
Carry your barf back, folks. You're going to need it.
You didn't have to say that. Okay, well, with that being said, though, we got to put the plug in the jug and get out of here. Dan, thanks as always.
Thank you, man.
We'll see. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to americaswebradio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.